Yeah, bad guy, no be underdog to any motherfucker. You're listening to Bad Guy Radio. You don't know, bad guy, train to go. See, as bad guy, they go in like 1 month. I've done over 75 tracks. Imagine on rap fame alone. 1 month, Bad Guy Radio. Today, you're gonna see a different flex. You're gonna hear one of the best tracks that you've never heard before from the bad guy, the Alchemy. The one where they use X-Type before, the Jaguar, the 4x4. Bad guy with the 8, 4 plus 4 is 8. Make sure you know your empire, your head of state, or prime minister, or your minister of state, your mental mind state. Make sure you inundate, seriously. Make sure they hear you. Make sure they know what you want to eat, what you already ate. Make sure they know everything, your mind state, your mental health, your health state. I did tell you, you're listening to Bad Guy Radio. Enjoy the rest, yeah. Currently, bad guy just smoking heavily. You're lucky to be listening to Bad Guy Radio. There's not many of these outside, yes, on streams. Bad Guy Radio, one of the ones that beams, one of the few. Many men, today, on the Bad Guy Radio Show, episode 12, it's called Fuck You, We'll Be Underdog, starting with this nice track, Fuck You, We'll Be Underdog. Now you're gonna play all my tracks that I've done in like a whole month. I'll see how long I can go this recording for, yeah. But the whole thing is going on Spotify, trust me, Speed of Weapon. Bad guy speaking like I got a heavy weapon, like I got a lethal weapon. Bad guy, it's always better when you sing on your own track, bouncing right back, yeah. Bring it back, back to back. I did wanna say we have a special guest today. My BFF, my MFF, MMO, my partner in crime, Annalisa Ray. Annalisa Mamster, she's in the house. Anna, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Anna's in the house, yeah. She's enjoying the track, having breakfast. It's just past 8, yeah. 8:27 to be exact, yeah. I just fed her a nice cup of coffee, about to pass the marijuana around, yeah. About to pass it back to her, yeah. While we're listening to my tracks. Enjoy the rest, man. Bad Guy Radio. Let's see how long this go. But you're gonna listen to a bunch of tracks on shuffle, so you're gonna hear it. This is the one of the most ones that I just did. And then you hear the last ones that I did. Maybe the one that I did earlier last month. Haha. Let's see how long this go for. Bad guy, they using this radio, this Spotify, the Apple Music everywhere where my podcast they go. Boom Play, Deezer, Yandex, that's for my music, that's Better Text Fest. Better Text Fest before you call the Best Fest. Before you call Toronto's Finest. Better Text Fest before you call. If I don't see or know your number, I'm not gonna pick it up. You better remember. Bad guy, you better use your medulla oblongata. When you're talking to the real grata, the little elongata. You get elongated beats when you go on rap fame. You better eat it. You better get it before death eats. Bad guy, sweeter the spit. Yeah. The sweeter the berry, the blacker the beat. Bad guy, no retreat, no defeat. Listening to Bad Guy Radio. They tell you, yo, episode 12. No be fuckery, yo. No be all the fuckness, all the shitness that I see in society. No be, no. This Bad Guy Radio, different, yo. This guy from Nigeria, so you know everything is already fire. Ganja in the blood, ganja in the brain, ganja been in the body for over 20 years or so now. Constantly on a regular, on a wake up, bake up in the morning on a regular. Better regulate if you know the empire of the state intimidates. The whole track, I did it. Anyways, listen to Bad Guy Radio. Episode 12, everything's on shuffle. These are all my tracks. Fuck anybody. I got over 170 songs on this phone alone. On the other phone, some other songs. On this phone alone, 170. I'm not going to put you through that kind of trauma of 170 of my different expression, emotional orchestration of a maestro. You know that type thing. No. I'm going to just let you enjoy as many as I feel like I can record for. When I get tired, I'll stop recording. I'll see how long this thing can even take. This Podomatic, let's see how long it can go. Bad guy, just they go on the flow. Better know. Yo. Bouncing around. Bambini go. Yeah, enjoy the flow, man. Bad Guy Radio, you don't know. Toronto, Ontario, M4E 305, come check me, yo. Bad Guy, at the deck, red to dead, inspector deck, inspector deck. Bad Guy, marijuana on the fucking deck, yeah. Let me pass it, yes. Annalisa, I've been waiting for like 5 minutes now, because I know it's 5 minutes, because the thing has been recording for 5 minutes. I can see the time, love. So I'll pass it to you anyways. I wasn't smoking, it was already dead. Bad Guy Radio, enjoy yourself. Yeah, giving them the flex. This is how you entertain, yes. I get my shit free, so I give you shit for free, huh? You get it, yes. Talking with the best, dealing with the best. Bad Guy, wanna run fast, wanna run laps, one on one, let's go, yes. I did play one competition, I remember years ago. More like almost 30 years ago or so, maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyways, you know this marijuana, sometimes you forget, yo. You forget things. You even go slow sometimes, but you could go fast. The marijuana do got a lot of intentions, yeah. It's just you have to know how to have good retention, elongation, yeah. You have to respect and represent the whole nation. Don't be egotistic. Listening to Bad Guy Radio, the mystic, the alchemist, the alchemy, the alchemican. I've been in the can, yeah. Don't wanna go to the can no more, yeah. It's like wasting time, yeah. I ain't got time no more. All I got time for now is to put my sands, put my memory, put my stamp in the sands of time, yeah. Like Father Time, better watch your time. Brett Lean, of course. When you wanna get the real time, yeah. Without a battery, get the one. Mechanical, Bretelin, yeah. Like the Air Force One, like the Top Gun. Bad Guy, be the top one. Be the one on the top form currently. Better than most of you in so much misery. Most of you delusional. Most of you illusional. You don't even know your nationality. You're not sure, you don't know your genes. You're all going 1, 2, 3 on genealogy. Now they say they hacked the 123 app, the one that all of you are getting your DNA, you're trying to check your ancestry. You better go to Africa. Bad Guy Radio, that after. So much laughter. Anna, how are you feeling this? Are you enjoying yourself? This is where I can express myself, I swear. That's why I have all these different versatility, man. And these days, I only listen to my own shit. Enjoy this. This is some Yoruba shit. Bad Guy Radio. Check it out. Enemy plenty. Temi ni temi. Tie ni tie. Don't watch my own. Watch your own, man. Get your own goal. I got my own goal. Bad Guy don't score 3 goals in 1 game before. A hat trick. That's what it's called, yo. Ha ha. Many times I'm a hat trick. Better know. Many times I scored the only points from my team in a basketball game, better know. And you know most basketball games usually go to 1, or go to 3, or go to 5, or 7, or 11. So I've scored sometimes almost 10 points, 11 points on a game. Almost 5 points in the whole game, 7 points on a game. 1 point in a 1-on-1 game, you know Bad Guy, you don't know. 3 point in a 3 game, like D-Way, that's why I follow him, still number 3. Bad Guy, staying stillmatic, I sit automatic, going, you know, like a Batman, rat-matic, rat matters. Check out my algebra, check out my candelabra. Abracadabra with this gangster shit, man. Too much raps, rap fame, I'm feeling you. You better, if you love music, better jump on rap fame. Trust me, you ain't gonna get any lame insults or any critique. You get it from someone that think he's the best mystic. Trust me, that's always better to get the feedback from someone that you can look after, someone you can listen to his sound, you know, someone you can look up to, you know. You better to be on that kind of platform. So I do feel rap fame, man. You guys, for the shit that you're charging people, that's nothing for what they're getting. You get me though. Family, fam lam, Bad Guy from the East Ends. Better know, Bad Guy don't drive Benz, don't drive Jaguar, many car, Infinity, even Honda. See as everything they rhyme, fight a Street Fighter like Honda, like Baraka. And I'm Mortal Kombat, better know you're on Bad Guy Radio, where the flow just they go. Currently, it's a special episode. Cause currently, I got over 75 songs on rap fame. This new platform and I'm on, yeah. So these are all my tracks, as recent as yesterday, as early as like 11 p.m. or 12 midnight, I was up, and I'm still up. I stay up, I wake up. Usually I'm out the door at 8 o'clock. But today I just felt like recording Bad Guy Radio, cause I feel like I've done so many songs, yo, that gotta spread it out. Spread the word out to Podomatic, cause I know the kind of strength, the kind of automatic that has. That's different from the music publishing, the Spotify, the Apple Music. The music is music, podcast is podcast. That's why I got the rebroadcast. You better check out the Bad Guy Radio podcast. That's on the album called Bada, Pre Braga, Bad Guy and Saga. Big time motherfucking Shaga. You better call me Shaggy, Baggy. I don't wear baggy, No, only on my jersey. You get me though. Mostly I'm fitted, kitted nicely. Gucci everywhere, alchemy everywhere. Alchemically, no they spell. Only H2S, you better know. I don't use sulfide. Most of you smell like rotten egg. The smell in the air. The air, I'm auto tuning plenty. Premium in. Bad guy sounding yummy. Don't you what dummy? Sounding like an automatic. You are latching. You are yatching. Bad guy yashing. Bad guy radio. Serious backing, motherfucker. Enjoy yourselves, man. You're listening to Bad Guy Radio. Next track. So you're getting all these tracks in the, I guess it's not necessarily in the order that I've done them, but this is in the order that I downloaded them to my phone. So it's as, I guess it's kind of, you're listening to the recent ones. But this one was also there. I don't know. This one says, I think, pressure. Okay. This is called Apply Pressure to Your Leisure. Okay, listen. All right, you got to learn, man. I got to teach school. I want to be cool like Jamie Cullum, you. I love you, bro. Jamie Cullum, you. I know you got your own radio. Bad guy gets his own self radio. Bad guy radio is called, yeah. I know you got your own station, everybody wanna blow you, everybody wanna be you, everybody wanna be on your show, the Jamie Cullum show, that's how I want it to be, yo, let them come on my show, Anna say hello, that's already a start, so Anna is here, I'm already, you know, inviting people to my show, next thing you know, I got a full hangout with my cats and my dogs and everybody all around, smoking weed, passing it around, not puff puff pass, you smoke till you inundate. Then you pass it when you can't take no more. You get it though. Unlimited booze, unlimited wine, unlimited cool, man. Darkness all around in the room. Projector on the Zoom, yeah, on the wall. Graffiti all around. Now kept me hanging all around. Bad guy going round for round. See, as bad guy, no they fear. I tell you, I've been up since 11 p.m. yesterday. It's 8:38 to be exact today. Better know. Bad guy don't chop, bad guy don't smoke plenty, bad guy don't even nap over in that how many hours. So now I'm top man, top man, top gun. If I was on the basketball court, I'd be the first man to score maybe the first point, to score maybe all the points, to score maybe 1 point, to maybe even pass the ball, to get a rebound, to get an assist, to get a post up, to get a layup, to get a dribble man, to get a steal ball, to get a block ball, bat guy, Batman, Chapman, Chapman, Sapman. You better get your sack man. You better grow up. This hip-hop game is growing up, it's leaving you motherfuckers behind, you better lay up, if you can't get a shut up, if you can't speak right, if you can't talk, bite, if you can't fight, then fly a motherfucking kite, you must learn how to fight, it's always about fright or flight, instincts of a homo sapien, bad guy. Representing all Indians, Nigerians, Canadians, Americans, North Americans, Russians, yeah, Bolivians, Ukrainians, Palestinians, representing every man's, yeah, bad guy, ranging every man's empire in the lands, yeah, monarchy, five a day, that's how bad guy they stay on rap fame currently, if you must know, pressure, folds, yeah. Pressure folds, motherfucker. Better believe. Next track, Bad Guy Radio. Tune in. Be like I'm talking too much. Let me relax and enjoy my own songs. Enjoy the show. If you don't like it, better go. Not for you. For me, motherfucker, go away. Baraka. way I go.
Oh, Anna, are you eating some food?
Uh-huh. No,
your food is getting cold.
And that's I kind of mixed with like a bunch of like cereal, coconut milk, coconut apple pieces, with like a little warm water. So it's proper now. Like you can have it. Like I'm sure it's still a little warm. Anyway. I think it's the perfect temperature to eat.
May dismember, motherfuckers. Your membership to the YMCA better renew it quick. My YMCA is only 5 minutes away. I walk there right at 8 o'clock. That's when they open up, when everybody rushing in. I get in like 10 minutes after 8. Sometimes motherfuckers already playing by 8:10, imagine. That was like last Sunday on the basketball court, YMCA. The first game I played obviously scored the most points. Even though I wasn't even there for 2 weeks, I still got there, scored the most points for my team. We beat the best team, which was the first team that won the first game. My boy Carl was dealing with them. Bad guy inside, I had to guard him. They had to put him. They had to put me on him. The best guy, the white guy that can dunk and do all shit. That guy, Carl, very talented boy, man. My guy, Carl. Anyways, I did beat him the next game because I know what to do, how to guard him. But he can still score when he likes. But sometimes I can really do what I like. Don't know. Toronto. The way I go, I bring big echo, like a wall gecko. Better ensure yourself like a big gecko. That guy with the big IQ, 0419 in the brain, can do it then. Fucking in the den, podcast in the den, no be studio. There's much echo in this room, I'm sure you know. Especially when I want to go high, I could go high. Even the clothes hanging on all over, too many clothes for a fashion designer, that's okay. You know, that's a piece of cake. Even the clothes block the window, block everything, shade out the sun, shun out the shade. 50 Shades of Grey. Barrington Levy, who wanna fuck with us? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I bang, I let your fucking brains hang. Fucking with me will be your fucking brains hang. I let my nuts hang, will be your fucking brains hang. Indigenous scar. So much scars. People leaving scars all around, like gravity, pressuring all around. Like banana, sweet. Dapper than a yoni, any madman. But I'm not madder than all the madmen altogether, you get it? That's impossible. Plus, you cannot be badder than all the bad men. There's some bad men that are really bad. I cannot be that bad. I'm just bad guy with the A, the infinity guy, you know? Using poetry like a piece of cake. What do you think about my poetry? I've never even asked you that. Yeah?
No.
You like it?
Yeah, I love your songs.
But I know you were never used to like hip hop or that kind of. You never listened to that.
No, I never. Was. Nobody ever suggested it. Like, I just never comes into other stuff.
I know, because sometimes that happens. You're just not exposed to that. But so that's what I'm asking. Like, so what do you think about it from someone that never really. I mean, I don't. I talk a lot of shit, I know. But, like, actually, pause. All right, so you're listening to Bad Guy Radio. It's been like 20 minutes of just constant songs of my songs. So I just wanted to even get some feedback for Anna, just to even give her that space. Let's talk a little bit, you know, without any beat or whatever, just so you guys know we're still here. I'm still saying, not just rapping all the time. So Anna, so my question to you, why the song was singing was, so what do you think about hip hop, rap, this genre of music? What do you think? Is it aggressive? Is it nice? Is it potent? Does it send a message? You know, say how you feel.
Well, it does several things. I think it sends messages, it expresses people's, you know, thoughts and feelings.
But you do know they say it's the cause of so many violence, especially in the States and all over the world, where they appreciate black or hip-hop. Because it did start in New York, Bronx or Brooklyn, I'm not sure where, but in New York is New York, right? So So because the other day I was on Twitter and I saw one of the few people, I only follow 363 people now, and 311 people follow me, which is good. I used to follow 1,000 people of people I just loved or whatever, you know. And none of them, most of them don't even follow me back. Some of them, I don't even like this shit. So I don't even know why I was following them, you know. So just this morning I unfollowed so many, and I've been unfollowing gradually, you know. It was on 444, then this morning or early when I woke up. I just felt good because I felt like I've been doing so much. And now I can even brag that I'm doing more than many of these motherfuckers, you know. Many of all these guys, One Week, One Wonder. I even did a song and I know Joe Budden has his own podcast, so I'm sure they will hear this. But I did make a song on Rap Fame that said I'm doing more tracks in 2023 than Joe Budden and Norega. And both of them have podcasts or shows. Norega has a show on Revolt called Drink Champs.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know why Norega cannot pay for like a blue check mark. That was one of the reasons why I unfollowed him. You have so much money, so much rep, pay for a blue check mark. That's not... So currently, I'm not following any musician that doesn't have a blue check mark. Simple. All the musicians I'm following all have blue check mark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some I know the only person that doesn't have blue check mark is Black Thought, and he I can maybe try and understand. Maybe he just doesn't want to get involved in all those rubbish, like because it's a hustle, you know. Blue check mark is like you're paying, especially now. Before they used to give it to them for free,
right.
So all of them just used to just collect a reputation for free, you know. Now if you're not verified, people don't really want to hear what you have to say because they don't even know if it's your true account, you know. But mm-hmm. if you have a blue check mark, what I like is, aside from the elongated text, you can maybe 5,000 words, which for some people, that's what, for a writer like me, that's what I need, you know. For someone that does videos, music, I need long videos, long text, long things. So if I feel like really pushing shit out, I can push it out, and ability to versatility to do that, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, so before I digress, I'll start saying something else. So I read on Ice Cube, so one of the guys that I follow, the hip-hop guy, is one of the founders of hip-hop, if you must say, in the West Coast or wherever, because he's in L.A. and so L.A. legend. Anyways, he also has a basketball thing that he's doing now, sort of, I don't know if it's not in conjunction with the NBA, but he needs the NBA support, because so he can't really do it without the NBA in a way. But anyways, so I follow him, and he's one of the founders of NWA, you know, and they're one of the... like, you know, they were known for being aggressive. Used to say they have a song called Fuck the Police, which I actually have a song called Fuck the Police now. Actually, this is my second time or something saying that. But this one is really potent and I really put it out on everywhere. And I'm more notorious now than I was years ago when I did that one.
Oh, okay.
And I did that one, I was talking shit. I was just on Loudly on an app that doesn't even SEO, that doesn't search engine optimize. So, you know, it does search engine optimize, but not... It just depends on what song it is or something, or what they feel like, whatever.
Mm.
Anyways, I don't know if you even understand that, but I'm just talking from like a programming sense. Anyways, so Ice Cube, so I saw it on his thing where they were blaming him for most of the violence and shit. And he was trying to blame them back and say, you guys would want to put drugs on the street, you know? Mm-hmm. You did this, you put cocaine, crack, whatever, the drug epidemic in the street. And that's what these guys are always trying about, you know, everybody. McMill, bosses, Rick Ross, everybody talks about the drug epidemic. I was even happy to hear, I think this morning or so, I was hearing I was just on YouTube, just random shuffle, and I heard one of McMill's tracks. And he did say something about Gaza and Palestine, so I was happy. So McMill, big up, man. I still follow you anyway, so I do respect you, even though I never knew. I don't really care what you say. If I like you, I like you. But if I now hear that you're saying something about what I like, then my interest now increase for you, or my love and support, or whatever I can do to just like you, you know. I don't have to support you. You already have your own shit, you know.
Yeah.
I just do my own shit and like who I like, you know. But anyways, so that's just... You know, so did I let you say what you felt about it? I think you did say about it. But I was just trying to tell you that they blame it for violence. Okay, I think that's where I caught you off. So what do you want to say about that? What do you think?
Well, I don't think I can give it enough.
I mean, from the way you see I use it, this is what pretty much keeps me occupied, isn't it? In terms of as a release. I have things that I can do or whatever, you know. Even if it's a compulsion that you must do something. Living is a job, you know.
Oh.
To feed yourself, to poop, to clean. Some people can't even poop. That's what I was watching on TV. Some girl in Canada, I was watching it, and she was brave enough to come on TV to say that she could not poop, and she had some issues with pooping, and she had to have a bag, and she had accidents, so she doesn't even leave the house because when she poops, she leaks. Man, all kinds of shit you hear on the news. Gaza being bombed. We must talk about Gaza. So anyway, so even McMill, I heard in one of his rhymes, I just sort of heard it, I don't know what I was doing, and I just heard something about Palestine, Gaza, and I was like, wow, you know, that's nice that they're on that, you know. So I like people that are on that topic, you know. Also, I use the opportunity, since it's a podcast that anyone can listen to. So Whoopi Goldberg on the show that I watch at your place, that was yesterday also, where she was talking about how, you know, this whole shit needs to, like, stop or whatever, you know, everything, the Palestinian, the killing, this and that, you know, Hamas, okay, I think I remember what she said. She said Hamas is separate from Palestine, which is what everyone is really trying, the same point everyone's trying to say. Hamas is a group. Unfortunately, they're the government of Gaza, so in a way, it's like you're fighting a government. It's kind of tough. It's tougher than just fighting like a resistance group or something, you know. You're fighting a government that has been ruling for years, you know. So that's going to be difficult. They have all their trenches, all their hands in places. Speak somewhat of a similar language to you, but a different language, and they also speak Arabic and shit. So they have many ways they can keep secrets from you and still beat you and not know. Just the same way the Japanese did, and then they had to bomb Hiroshima, Nagasaki, because the Americans could not get in, you know, they couldn't penetrate, so they had to give them the final blow, you know, which is really a sign of weakness. It doesn't show strength when you mutilate and you do like genocide, where you kill people in bulk without pinpointing your targets, you know, without getting them individually and separating the chief from the chaff and the street from the hoodlums from wherever. So there is really so much to say. And I think just recently, since October 7, my production of music has really increased. So I've not even really found the need or the interest to want to record a show or to do anything that had, you know, all the shows, even the other poetry show that me and you did, I think we did the last recording last week. I do want to start even giving them space, like every 2 weeks, because sometimes people take it for granted, and it's not every time that you produce. Although I produce at this point, God give me life and strength. It's looking like 5 a day when I feel like, you know. Once I'm on the mic or on the recording platform, I'm not just going to do one and that's enough, you know. I would just want to push it. Because 5, I could do it in 1 hour, you know. So I just select beats, do 5 tracks, boom. So that means in like on the average of 5 tracks a day, by the time seven days is done in a week, you have 35 songs. So imagine, you know, if I did that on 7 days. But it's not composure. I'm not trying to prove anything. So, and there's no real need to do 5 tracks a day for 7 days for, you know, what am I trying to prove exactly? I'm my own independent label, my own fashion designer, my own companies, my own this. I don't work for nobody, you know. I'm on fucking like government benefits all the way. My housing is cheaper than everybody. My internet, if you must know, I pay $11 for my internet, unlimited internet, you know. I even hustle it out, you know, like somehow, you know, share my internet and stuff. And they say, okay, just take this for giving us internet because we can't get it as you can. You know, so $11, boom, even multiply. You know, so on many different levels, my rent, if you must know, I'm paying $135 for my rent. And I live by the beaches in a fucking 4-bedroom or whatever house where all the facilities, everything, luminous, you know, with the best size. The beach is 10 minutes down the fucking same street. Then you have the beach. I'm paying $135, $11 for internet. If you must know, I just never say all these things. I just think I'm one of these guys. I'm not a commercial artist. I know how to make my way in society. I know how society can give you a break. If you like shows, these are the kind of shows you need to listen to, where people are giving you the secrets of the trade. So every society have government benefits. You just have to show and prove that you need it, you know. Someone like me, I was under so much pressure to get a job, to do this, to even the masters I had, I couldn't get a job, I couldn't do this, you know, so much pressure in society. So all that pressure started getting to me. I had my mental breakdown. I went out of the house naked a couple times in different countries, you know, just thinking too deep or something, whatever the fuck reason, I don't even know. But most times when I'm doing all those funny shit where I'm naked or whatever, I'm in my senses, I feel calm. Because I'm, you know, there are people that knew this, right? I am one of those guys where I can walk around naked. I'm very nice with my sexuality and my nakedness. I'm proud of myself. I look good, you know. I work out daily or whenever I feel like. I fucking play ball. You know, I'm fit, you know. I smoke a lot. I drink a lot. But I'm also fit, you know. I don't drink and smoke to inundation. I just drink and smoke to relax me, you know. For that moment that I need to relax. So that means it's not a whole bottle of Hennessy in one go. You know, a whole bottle of Hennessy, if I had that here, probably takes 2 weeks to finish that. By the time I mix it with different vodka or different juices, boom, stretch the whole thing for like 2 weeks. You know, I'm not on a rush thing to take it hard with rock. No, I'm not trying to prove nothing. I'm just trying to lime, you know, like Trinidadians say, you know. That's one thing I thank Ashley Spencer, Marissa Spencer, holler to you, AMS. Thanks for your support still, even though we're not together. I'm sure, I know you still support me. You know, you follow some of my stuff, that Black and Indigenous people or whatever, Viable. I was surprised to see that you followed it, but that was nice. Anyways, thanks. Anyways, so liming, I just like to lime, to chill out, you know? Everywhere I fucking been, I just like to chill the fuck out. And when you chill out, that's when you are more productive, if you must know. So I think that's enough talking. So we'll get back to the music. You're listening to Bad Guy Radio, episode 12. Anna, you want to say something before we put on the sound? Because I see I have this joint in my hand. It's already dead. I've not lit it yet. There's still drinks, food, everything, you know. So it's a whole show today, boys and girls, or whoever's listening, mans and women's, or biracial, or whatever your two-spirit, LGBTQ, whatever. I don't care, man. It's all good. Most of my shit, you see it, like, I put, like, pink and all these funny colors. I'm okay with love and whatever love. Love is love. You can't tell someone who to love, you know. That's the whole point, you know. Anyways, this episode is called Fuck You, We'll Be Underdog, episode 12. You're listening to just random songs, and I'm really going to record, I think, for an hour. That's when I want to go for. After an hour, it will just start elongating, except if maybe there's some track that comes in and the next track comes in and then it's past the 1 hour, then I will let it go, you know. I'm in no rush to end this recording. I'm really doing this for myself as an avenue to showcase some of my skills, to brag, to make voice, to have conversations, to have fun. Music is a tool. I ain't gotta have a reason to have a podcast, you know? Especially because I get it for free. I'm not having to pay for my fucking link to put the podcast everywhere. That's the freedom we have in this new generation with technology. So thank you, the internet. Everybody just has to wake up. Okay, another one thing I want to talk about is this use of AI, you know? I have used AI on many levels. As a matter of fact, we've all been using AI for a long time. Everything is definitely some type of artificial intelligence. Even the way the sun, the moon, everything rotates, revolves the earth, there is artificial intelligence. So life is sentient, if you must know. So when you're talking about artificial intelligence, first of all, you guys are putting yourself into a mental construct, thinking artificial intelligence is some programmed computer that you just program, and then that's the artificial intelligence you're all afraid of now, that you've programmed with your rubbish. So your information, you fed it into the computer. Now the computer is feeding you his own shit, using your own database as his knowledge base. You get that's just rubbish. You know, why are you afraid of that? That's nothing. You can only do what that human is capable of doing. And you already know human beings are killers. So why are you afraid if AI kills? Isn't that what human does? What the fuck? You know, so sometimes these conversations, you really need to talk to someone that is enlightened and awoken and into all this shit that you're not into. So I'm into programming, into music, into fucking advocacy, whatever, environmental, anything you fucking name. I'm into karate, judo, name the fucking thing. I'm into bikes, even if I don't know how to fucking ride back. I have more jackets than you have that look like bikers. So they look at me, think I ride bikes. Even though I don't ride bikes, I ride fast cars, you know, sporty cars. I've been driving sport cars all my life since I was 17. I had a fucking Toyota Celica with like fucking two white stripes rolling around it with Arsenal stamps all over in fucking Nigeria. A fucking two-door sports car, race car, red, everything. So I've been balling since I was 76. I'm royalty, if you must know. Okay, Agboluwaje, they're kings, eh? So we, even though we suffered one time, Nigeria is not really, everybody suffers, but you can really get by and everyone's happy. They did say Nigerians are one of the happiest. Anyways, I'm chilling, you know? So in the end, you really need to talk to someone. And I think that AI is something that I really want to speak about. I use AI as much as I can because it saves me time. That's what it does. It's an assistant. Okay, for some of my rhymes, sometimes if I just feel like, if I'm just interested, for because, you know, people have reasons for doing stuff. At the moment, I can go off the dome, but at least have a topic so that you're not just chatting the same shit that you chatted yesterday about the same other song. You know, you don't want to be repeating all your rhymes and they know that's the only rhymes you know. So have a topic. Usually, it's a title of a beat that can get you going, or a beat and you just hear it and you decide to say something on it that flow. That's how the music goes. That's how Mr. Love, PDD, all these magicians, that's our producer Timbaland. Okay, he makes beats, but people that sing on beats or producing and shit, like, I'm sure he also produces people, so let me give him that credit. I'm sure he has produced a lot of people and you will tell them what to do, how to sing. Anyways, I do that all that shit myself. I don't need someone to tell me. So I'm really professional with this shit, you know. I have my Poet Assistant, my AI Assistant. So it's really, there's an app called Poet Assistant, if you must know, if you're listening to this. Go on Google Play or Amazon or Apple, wherever the fuck you use. Look for Poet Assistant. All right. So I get my Poet Assistant. I know what the title of the beat or what the title of the song that I want, that I have in my mind, some message or whatever. If it's, let's give an example. So if I want to say, maybe Gaza is being bombed. Let's use that because that's a hot topic right now. Gaza is being bombed. So you see, there's a couple words in that. Gaza is being bombed. So it all depends on me. What do I like? Do I like the word that rhymes Gaza? So Zaza, 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 Zaza. Or do I want Gaza is, why do I want to be rhyming with is? So Gaza is being, or do I want being, something being, mean, keen, ring, tin, tin, tin. At the end of the day, there are only so many words in the alphabet. So there's only A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. So so long as you have that in your head, you know, you can easily bounce from A to B and go like B. So ba, da, what's the next one? E, fa. And then you go from fa is EFG, so ga. So if you can go fast in your head, you can really, really jump from one letter to another. But that's like papoose. So you already done that. So why do you want to be doing what papoose has already? You want to be repeating things. You want to be unique. So you don't want to be repeating what papoose has done. Go from ABC. That was good when it happened. But why doing all that shit now again, rhyming from ABC? But you can rhyme with same words. So maybe rhyme with B's and C's. And, you know, that's a little bit more complex because it's just only one word or two words. And you're bringing out all these words in the encyclopedia. So anyway, so I take one word out of the phrase, Gaza is being bombed. So I like Gaza being and bombed, you know, bombed, wronged, joned, gone. You know, really, again, you go through A to Z, A, B, C, D, and then you take the consonants and the vowels. You separate them. You really can't make a lot of words that rhyme with, like, I think, is it the vowels are the ones that A, I, O, U, right? Yeah. Okay, if I remember correctly. Yeah, anyways. So once you're mental with all this stuff, you know, it's a fast process. You don't got to make it constructed where it's constructing you down. You're supposed to be freestyling. So this is at least the way I do it. I don't know how anybody else does it, but this is the way I do it. So if I have a topic in my head, all I need is like 1 minute, 30 seconds, whatever. Just have like maybe 10 words in my head that I know that rhyme Gaza is being bombed. So Gaza being unbombed. So once I have maybe 10 words for each word, so Gaza 10 words, being 10 words, bomb 10 words, so I have 30 words that I can rhyme. 30 words in most artists get like 1 minute or less to even jump on a track, and you guys are bumping them. So if you have like, so 30 words that rhyme, if I'm going to say all those 30 words that rhyme, you know that's going to be a bad song. So 30 words that rhyme, maybe 3 minutes or something. So by the time I have 30 words in my mind, either I Google it and see, use my poet assistant, give me rhyming words with Gaza, Raza, Kaza, Taza, whatever. Go again from A to B to Z, right? And pick out the consonants and use that to rhyme. So you have so many words you can rhyme with za, za, Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. Then bean, sin, tin, rin, tin, tin, whatever. Many words with bean, rin, rin, in, all that. So you have like 10 words already quick. Then bombed, john, gone, bada, done, everything, done, dada. You can even switch it, you know? So quickly, you can learn hip hop, break it down, blah, blah, blah. Anyways. And that's how, once I have those words, all I have to do is, I don't have to memorize them, because that would be dumb, but just know the main ones that I really like, and keep that. And then while I'm flowing, and then I can change what I have to say, you know, depending on the beat, depending on the way I feel in that moment. That's what a freestyler does. So it's just like, everything is off the dome. So, but I know some words already, and already I went to school. So there are some words that they made us repeat that you already know that you love, or certain words that you just love. Or for that particular song, there's certain words that you need to put to make that song make sense, that's why you called it that, you know? If I call the song Dracula, if I call it Getting Badder, then at some point I want to hear Getting Badder, or at least let's see that, okay, this is why you said Getting Badder. Or something, The Secret of Music, then say this is what you're saying. Or you know, Born Wild and Free, then let's hear Born Wild and Free at some point in the song. Or let's just get, you know, so that's how music should be, you know? It's not saying that's how it must be, but that's how it should be. There should be a standard, you know? So I don't think about bars or the way Americans do it, where, you know, so USA, people in the United States of America, where they talk about bars, 8 bars, blah, blah, blah. A lingo or a language is understandable if you grew up there, you know? So I didn't grow up in the States. I grew up in Nigeria. In there, nobody talking about bars in this way or that bars, whatever. People are just doing whatever they like, you know? So I even come North America, or I've been traveling since I was a kid. You go to England, they're also not talking about bars or whatever, you know? I grew up sort of in England, you know? Then I came here when I was like 23, 24. I didn't even, not really, but I do know music. I like music. I was already talented by then, you know? Already star boy, everything, you know? Player, everything, footballer, basketball, everything, you know. So in the end, my real interest to start using music as a tool for myself to really express myself really just started when I just started feeling like I needed to, like, scream, you know. I needed to scream, and then I couldn't just scream and scream outside and they'll call the police and be like, there's something wrong with you. So I had to scream into something, you know. that could take my voice and make it make sense and let me be able to reflect and listen to it back and either cry or laugh or just have it recorded somehow. So I just felt the need. So I started. So that day, I don't even know what happened. I just said, you know what? I think I need to start. Because I think the problem was that how come you're screaming? Why are you screaming? So it was kind of like an issue, you know? Mm-hmm. I probably even went to the hospital or something one or twice. Just that need to scream, you know? I just didn't feel free. I had to always, you know, I had too much stress of the future, thinking of too much. I wasn't in the right situation where, you know? And plus, I was still living with my parents. So when you're living with your parents, you're under so many conditions, or not even living with your parents, just living in their house, because everybody shares accommodation. You can't really afford many places in this country. Even during COVID, you see many families went and stayed with the richest of their families. So like all the superstars had all their family come to them, or all the big stars, you know. So during COVID, everybody really, because people couldn't really manage. But you know, if you're living in Bruce Willis' house, or you know, I know he has some issues, but he still will have money and you'll be able to. Or if you're, let's just even use a black person that probably did that, someone like PDD that probably lives, or Puff Daddy or Love that lives with so many of his family already. You know, if you're living in that kind of house, even if you're just a friend, even if you're just sleeping on Rick Ross's couch and you just came with some boys, maybe they said they know Rick Ross, and you end up sleeping in his couch, you know that night you're not suffering, and for the rest of your life you might never suffer again, because if he remembers you, he will always show you love, you know. So there's a lot of things that, you know, so sometimes, so I think when you're with your parents, so I think I digressed again, but I think the point I was trying to say, when you're with your parents, you can't really show your true potential, if you must know, that's the truth, is when you're free and you're not held down by anybody, you can smoke in your own fucking bed, you know. I had to hide and do that, or just not, you know, I couldn't even smoke in the house. I think that was what started the issues. One day that was when I had my surgery on my knee. So I couldn't walk or go to my car or wherever I used to go and smoke, but I had to smoke, you know. I was in pain and I didn't want to take the meds, but I couldn't, you know. So I think I just vexed. I just went downstairs and just started smoking. So next thing, my mom, I think she must have smelt it, because it was right under her room or whatever. And then she came downstairs and was like, she's just started panicking. Like, what the fuck? She's never seen a man smoke before. You know, so that was the start of the whole fucking trouble. Like, oh, you know, I'm smoking or whatever. But anyways, that's just, I'm digressing. But anyways, since I got my own place, so that's been like, because I was living with my parents for all these years, you know, at least because they're comfortable, they could afford a house here. That is hard to get a house. So why would I go and stay somewhere if I don't want to pay that rent? You know, if I have a free house, and they're usually not here, they're in another country most of the time. So, you know, they're not really disturbing you, and they're your family. What's wrong with staying with your family? So I have no issues with my staying with them, but I just didn't have the freedom. And at my age and the kind of person that I was, you know, I felt like I was hiding so many things. I remember even when I started wearing earrings, my mom had an issue with that. She freaked out. She said one of her friends saw me wearing earrings, and she freaked out when, you know. And then even like when I had my tattoo, my Muslim tattoo. Imagine, even though it was, so my mom has really done some things that I really just wonder why she did it, you know. Like, she just really scarred me and vexed me. So even when I had my tattoo, like, you know, she saw me. She said I joined like a Muslim terrorist group because she saw Arabic. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, people so many times have tattoos all over their hands with Yoruba and Arabic written on it. She never complained about that or calling them a terrorist. But that time, Boko Haram, all these, what's this one? These people that attacked the U.S. These terrorist group, the main one that they're always shouting about. I don't remember the name now. Taliban is the Muslim group. The people in Afghanistan that Bin Laden them. What was the name of his? Do you remember the name of their? Anyways, the guy that led Bin Laden was one that led that terrorist group. Yeah. So she said, maybe she was thinking I went and joined. I don't even know what the fuck she was thinking. I just had a tattoo that I wanted a meaningful word, but I wanted it in a word that nobody could read. You know, only I could read it and know the meaning. So you know, it was so personal. So even that day, I left the house. That was one of the first time I moved out. Because she freaked out and was just freaking out. I joined a cult or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I just, you know, I think I just left the house. So maybe for like a month or something, or weeks. And I came back or whatever, you know. But just that moment. So she always freaked out when anything. So I'm just so happy that I got my own space. So you see, now I'm just feeling bigger. Getting bigger every day, you know. Cutting off all the wrong connections. Blocking people left and right. But I'm still growing, you know. Getting bigger, wiser. My rhymes getting stronger. I'm getting more confident in my work. I'm feeling the more need for my purpose has even come with this Gazian issue and this Palestinian need for freedom, because it's been coming a long time, you know. So now I find that there's more need for my work or more need for whatever I decide to dedicate my life with. And I'm so happy that I'm in a space where I could do whatever the fuck I like. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I've been up since 11 p.m., like I was saying. And now it's like 9:09, you know? Yeah. It's like 9 o'clock. So I've done, like, how many hours is that? From 12 to 9, right? So, like, 10 hours from 11. So already I've done 10 hours. And I've been, and I've not like, I was chilling, you know, smoking, drinking, eating, everything that I wanted. I've had a sandwich, I've had chicken, I've had hot dog, I've had all kinds of everything that I wanted, you know, like smoking, maybe thrice, you know, big joints, you know, taking my time, listening to music, changing it, doing different things, you know, updating some of my songs that I want to upload because I'm still having some issues with one of the ones, like, I don't know why they keep complaining about the cover or whatever. Anyway, so I think sometimes you just got to be yourself. And I think music, so that's the point I'm getting to, because I think I'm chatting too much. We've even cut out the music. You're still listening to Bad Guy Radio. Bad Guy is just chatting. I haven't recorded in a while, all right? And I intend to start recording more now, all right? And what I'll just do from now, I'll just do 1 hour recordings. I remember this last track, or the last track that ends on the 1 hour mark, and the next time I record, I'll start from there again. And on my phone, I'm not going to put it on shuffle. I'm just going to do it from the last track that I recorded, or the last track that I downloaded from Rap Fame, because that's where I'm really getting my beats down. So many, ten thousands of songs, you know, of beats that you can jump on, you know, and they're all copyright free, so long as you download or pay or watch the ad or whatever the fuck they tell you to do, you know. So anyway, so it's a good way to just get beats, and you don't have to fucking pay anybody for beats. Just pay Rap Fame, you know, whatever they ask you to do. How much is $30 or $40 for a year to have unlimited beats? In that one, by that, I just pray God gives me life and retains my life, and just, because anybody can die anytime. And I'm always ready, you know, in my mind, you know. Anyways, that's how I was brought up. You just, Muslims, we all believe you could die the next day. So you got to believe that. So if you're paying $40 for a year to get unlimited beats, collaborate, feedback, grow, network with also people that are recording artists or aspiring artists or already recording labels or just, you just want to expand, you want to grow, then fucking why not? I've tried so many things. I've tried Rapchat, I've tried this, I've tried that. Even Rapchat, other spaces are also good because you can also download their songs, get long beats. So there's so many places like Rap Fame, but for some reason I seem to like this Rap Fame, you know, especially I think their cost is less. Cause that $30 for a whole year, I don't think Off Top is like, I think Off Top is more expensive, like every month something. And Rapchat too is also, at one point they start charging you. Even Loudly is not, they don't charge you for anything on Loudly. That's another music making app. But you know, the way it's going. And then the other day, I think I Googled myself. All I did was just Google Bad Guy. And then it shows you Bad Guy, the Alchemy stuff, Bad Guy Radio stuff, anything that has to rely on Ray, Bad Guy, whatever, you know. That's a better way to just search, you know, instead of Bad Guy, the Alchemy. Then it shows you only what Bad Guy, the Alchemy has done, which is the musician. But Bad Guy is the brand, you know. That's why I have many stuff, Bad Guy Collective, Bad Guy Radio, Bad Guy this, Bad Guy that. That's my brand. And it's so interesting, the story. I think I made a plate number. I wanted to put it on my car. Because I got like a 350Z, you know. I just made it. Yeah, I think I got a 350Z and I wanted to put it on it. And I ended up jumping into some issues with trying to plate that. So I had the Bad Guy on the plate number, right? So, and that was how it started. And I think it was even my my wife at the time, she was my girlfriend, that I think she was one that was going to get it for me as a gift or something. And she asked, like, what did I want on it? So, and then maybe even that day when she got there, they said what I wanted wasn't there. So we had to make up like a name or something quick, you know. And I just thought, okay, why don't you say this, you know. And I just, so that was years ago, maybe like 2010 or 2000, you know, that I started using that Bad Guy thing, you know. Because since I had that plate, you know. So anyways, that's just some stories, some interesting stories. What do you think? You think it's interesting, though?
It is. They're all interesting stories.
Everybody has their stories.
You know, everyone's different than, you know, one another, even though we're like the same as at the same time.
Yeah, so really for me, music is an outlet, it's a tool, you know. Absolutely. It's a power. And then like this new album that I did, The Secret of Music, that's a new album. The other album is Bada. The one that came before that is Scarface, We All Face. Before that, I just did some singles like The Children of Israel, Yazuke, Naruto. I did some other ones, just some singles that I felt like. But now it's like I'm just going to be dropping albums. So even in like just 2 days already, I have like 20 new songs, you know, that I've not even put anywhere. I've not even decided what I want to do with it. So I don't even know. So I just, currently I'm just recording whatever I like and just picking songs. But I'm also running out of beats because but I think every week or so they renew, people make, and every day people are making beats, you know. Because some people, you know, are producers. Some people do graphic. You know, people have different roles, you know. Anyway, the last track I did, I think, was this morning, early hours of this morning, was Fuck the Police. So I think on that note, let's sort of, because I'm looking at the time, it's like 10 more minutes. So, like, because I want to do, like, 1 hour recordings. I don't want it to be more than that. Yeah. Because it's just tiring, you know, and then you don't really get to enjoy. Even this cereal, I don't have to finish it, but whatever, you know. And then this weed, I just want to chill out, just relax without having to feel the stress to talk or record. So when this show is done, trust me, and Anna are still here. We're going to keep listening to music, smoking our weed, chilling all day because we're pretty much retired or whatever you can call it. So we're chilling, you know. We work for ourselves. She's an artist. I'm an artist. So remember, you can contact Anna on Twitter. She's on Twitter. She also follows me. And she's also on, she has her own website, forestpathstudios.com. There you can see Anna's pictures, Anna's paintings and things like that. You want to say something about that?
No, I just, that's... No, that's basically what concerns me most in my own personal life. It's just my work, and the same as you, I concentrate on my work, think about my work, you know, live, breathe, and eat my work.
Exactly, and, you know, I just live your life.
You know, and
don't get involved with anybody's business, and you know, just mind your own business, be your own boss, be your, do your own thing. That's why I love you, pretty much, to be honest. Just you're independent, do your own thing, and be, she's my BFF, if you must know. My best friend in the world currently, the closest person that's to me, you know, if you must know. So I pretty much see you every day. If I don't see you one day, I probably, at least I need to know where you are or make sure you're okay if I don't come around or you don't come around, you know. At least I'll check on you. So you're one person I need to check on every day, which is fine, you know. I ain't got much responsibility. I don't have a son or a daughter to take care of. Mm. I don't have my parents to take care of. I only got to take care of myself. So if that's hard, man, that's tough, you know.
Yeah.
Currently, that's easy. I'm making my own beer. I just use fruit. I buy whatever juice I want. Just put a little yeast, a little warmth, a little sugar. Leave that for weeks or 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Decant it, filter it a little bit if I want. If I want the particles in it, they're all good particles to me because I put it there and I know they're not harmful. They use yeast. I even make my own bread. So now no more buying bread, you know? No more buying booze. No more buying, only weed that man be buying now that one used to buy so much money with so much money.
Yeah.
And weed now, we get it at a good price, you know? So fuck you. Who do you think is the underdog? Bad guy no be underdog, man. Currently, like I said in that track, I said I made more tracks than Joe Budden, more tracks than Norega. I can keep naming, you know? On Off Top alone, I had over 400 and something songs. On Rap Charts, I don't know how many hundreds of songs. On Loudly, I don't know how many hundreds of songs. Then on just my regular phone, I don't know how many of songs. Then currently on all this Spotify, and then these Fresh Tunes, my publisher currently, Fresh Tunes, they are just sick. They are so nice. I really appreciate. And I'm just saying, assalamu alaikum, and thank you very much. I know you guys have some connection with all the kingdoms. I think you're located in Saudi Arabia or where you are or whatever. Just may God bless you. Keep doing your work. Keep pushing our stuff. Go through your process. I don't mind, even if it takes me 1 month to upload a track that I want to really upload. Just keep telling me the errors and I'll keep trying to change it, okay? So I appreciate you, Fresh Tunes. Rap Fame, I appreciate you. I'm using the avenues that I have to speak out about everything that I want to speak out about, to appreciate people that I want to appreciate, to have fun, to share the strength of music, to share the secret of music. I did want to initially... because I just got like a Prime membership on Amazon or whatever. I just decided to try it and it ends up being making sense. Okay, that's another thing I should probably highlight. If you want to get something, why don't you get a Prime membership? Trust me, really uplift your life. For $10, you get unlimited shipping, free shipping, same day shipping. That's the important thing. You get it the same fucking day. So maybe at night. If you order in the morning, you get it by 10 p.m. So that's blessed. Anything that you want to buy, except maybe they don't have it in the country, then it would take some days, not long, and you can get so many things from Amazon. So, and then all my books are on Amazon, so I really trust their process, trust the guy. So thank you, Amazon, for keeping all my books, for giving me the opportunity to be able to publish without the stress and the need to get abused by some abuser that thinks money is everything for me or for anybody else. So who else haven't I thanked in this process? So just thank God, thank Allah, thank... There was a time I did feel like I didn't have any need to be on this earth and it was just better if I go, you know? So I contemplated suicide many times, but I just somehow just tried to think my way through it and just think. I think what really pulled me back from that thought was, what would my son think? I didn't want to really leave here with any trauma to my family or whoever's left, you know. So that always pulled me through. And then as soon as I sort of try to just think more and persevere, around the corner, some new shit just started popping, you know? Different things started happening. I think one of the most important things was when I met Anna. That's why she's my first guest on the show. And even like, I think there was another show that I was doing, and on that show, you were the last guest. Mm. And that was the last time I did that show. Like, because as soon as I just met you, like, I just started seeing some new things, you know, learning things. You started teaching me art. I started seeing some more ways of being softer, you know. You started showing me, because and then, you know, then love, friendship, all that, then even that gives you the sense of life. And then the neighborhood started growing on me. Then the YMCA came, that was just like a year ago, so everything just started getting better. It was like, oh shit, so now I don't gotta go drive all the way there just to play basketball, I could just walk five. So everything started getting better, you know. I got my sports, I got my friend, I got my, you know. And then even my music thing, I wasn't really publishing because I was homeless before I came to this area, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have a place to stay. My parents kicked me out, you know? So when they kicked me out, that was 2019 or whenever. I think it was 2020, or it was until 2020 that I got a place. So the whole winter from like September. So I think it was from September to like March. Then I got a place in March because I was in the system, and maybe they just knew I was looking. So once I got a place in March of 2020, and I was stable, even when I got a place, I was still scarred, still sort of misbehaving, doing all kinds of things, not settled in my mind yet, you know.
Yeah, feeling your way through.
Yeah.
You know. People.
So it has been a journey, even though life is a constant journey. So, I guess my advice or my I have been dropping some advice, all kinds of tips, all kinds of ways you can push your music out for free and shit like that. And I've been saying all kinds of things that, you know, just having fun in general. This is Bad Guy Radio episode. Fuck you. Who be underdog, all right? That's the name of the episode, and there's a reason for that. So as we go along, like I said, next episode, hopefully now I have a system and I have many songs to play, so I'm not worried that, you know, I don't have enough. There's like I said, over maybe 170 songs on this one phone that I'm going to be playing from, and every day I'm going to be making more, so it's going to be growing. So maybe we might not, I don't know if when we'll get to the last song that I, or the first song that I did when I got the app. Because you're just going to be hopefully listening to newer songs. And when I get to a song that we've played before, I'll just skip it, you know. So initially what I wanted to do was play songs from my Prime membership. But you know, this whole thing, everything in this world is a hustle now. So even though obviously you only paid $10 for the whole Prime thing, so you do get access to Amazon Music, and what you get is free. You don't have to watch ads, which is the most annoying fuck ever.
Yeah.
When you have to listen to music for 10 seconds and then it goes to ad in after 1 minute. You know, that's so annoying. So I like that I don't have to watch ads. But what you're going to do is you're going to listen to other people's shit, though. That's where they get you, you know. So if you want to listen to unlimited, only what you like, then you got to pay another money just to get the services on Amazon Music. Right. Because they kind of give you a bundle package and they give you some things, but they take some things away, you know, because they still got to hustle, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to pay. So I'd rather just, if I want to do the show. So I thought I would just play songs, and then when it randomly skips to somebody else, then we'll talk about that person. That was my idea for the show. And then I tried to do that. And then what the fuck, like, it took so long. They wouldn't even skip back to my song, and then he told me I run out of skips, and then I have to pay if I want to skip. And I just said, no, fuck it. Then I'm only going to play my songs. So I go back to my own. So sometimes the system makes you turn into this egotistic, narcissistic person that only thinks about himself when you're not really thinking about it. So my idea was, use this avenue to maybe let's even just start singing other people's songs or playing other people's songs, you know. But that also has the problem, because there's a problem of copyright. I don't even know if that's an issue anymore, where when you play something on podcast, if they will say you have to pay for it or something. I'm not using your shit to make money anyway, so I ain't got to pay for it. I know that is a fact. So long as you don't use someone's thing to make money, they can't sue you for just using it for just because they made it for you to use. No,
yeah,
exactly. You made it for entertainment. No, so people can entertain anyhow, so why do I got to pay you just to entertain myself? If I'm trying to sell it, trying to make money from my program, my show, then that's when I owe you some piece. You get me? We know the system. Anyways, we're at the 60th minute. So I did say it's a 1 hour show from now on, or less, just whatever I feel like. But I know there are many tracks. So, like I said, 170 songs on this one phone that I'm going to be playing from. And that's just as per today. like, grace of God, it will grow, you know. And maybe the next time I'll do this show again will be like next week, at least 1 week in between, you know. I'm not trying to do more than once a week, you know. So you've been listening to Bad Guy Radio. Let's leave you with something. All right, take care and God bless. Anna,
take care, everyone, but stay with us. And you know, life is interesting, and Landry's life is very interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
So creative and personal, and you know, far-reaching and thoughtful, and so many wonderful things that you hear. So stay with us. And
yeah. I respect that. Thanks for this niceness that you're pouring out there. So we have reached the 1 hour mark. Like I said, it's not going to pass that. I'm just going to leave you with like a minute of whatever track this is. Take care. God bless. You've been listening to Bad Guy Radio, episode 12. Thank you, Podomatic, as well. I don't think I thanked you enough. You do the shit for me free. It gets to Spotify in like 5 minutes. Bless, wow. You know? Yeah. And we'll listen to it once we listen to this after smoking and shit.
Yeah.
So until next time, take care. Probably next week, because now I got best songs, man. And I'm not playing anybody's songs. My songs are ganja, badass songs, badder than most badder man, not badder than all the badder man. Always remember that, right? Bad Guy Radio. I want to be like Jamie Cullum, and I tell you that. Bad Guy Radio. Until next time, take care and God bless. Leave you with a little thing. We'll continue from there. Play from the next song after that. At least the phone puts everything on a playlist. So I'll just do recently added, you know. And whatever is recently added is what I'll play or from the next thing, okay? Until next time, take care and God bless. Enjoy 1 minute of Bad Guy shit. Whatever it comes, take it. Roll your own motherfucking boat. Yeah, that? Roll your own motherfucking boat, eh? Spotify, Amplify, in a bit, eh? Deezer, Yandex, Spandex, Fambest, Bad Guy be the Fambest. Bad Guy next, send me the fucking FedEx. Yeah. You don't know this. This indica good. Midnight. I stay up. When I wake up at midnight, I fresh up. I doze off. And I light up. The lights I bake up. Wake up before the sun rise up. All man gotta rise up. You gotta free Gaza. See how's everything rhyming. Don't know Bad Guy, real diamond, shining, beaming, gleaming, leaning seriously on the wall, like a solar, like gravity, adding pressure, beaming. You're listening to Bad Guy Radio. Until next time, take care and God bless.